The first reading is a reading from the book of Proverbs. Every word of God is tested. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Add nothing to his words, lest he reprove you, and you will be exposed as a deceiver. Two things I ask of you. Deny them not to me before I die. Put falsehood and lying far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Provide me only with the food I need, lest being full I deny you, saying, "Who is the Lord?" or being in want I steal and profane the name of my God. The word of the Lord. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp for my feet. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp for my feet. Remove from me the way of falsehood and favor me with your law. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp for my feet. Your word, O Lord, endures forever. It is firm as the heavens. From every evil way I withhold my feet, that I may keep your words. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp for my feet. Through your precepts I gain discernment. Therefore I hate every false way. Falsehood I hate and abhor. Your law I love. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp for my feet. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick nor staff, nor food nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The gospel of the Lord. And so today we hear in the gospel, Jesus sends out the disciples or the 12 to proclaim the kingdom and to cure or to heal. And so the same thing is called for us, that we are called to proclaim and to heal, to proclaim and to heal, to proclaim God's love, the good news of the gospel, the kingdom of heaven, which is among us, he says. And then to heal. Here they help heal physically, but we can heal in many ways. Physically, we can do it spiritually, we can do it emotionally. But again, that this is what he sent them out to do. And so if we're doing God's will, we're doing the same thing. We're proclaiming the gospel and we're bringing healing to people. You know, tomorrow I put on all of my stuff on social media and to the parish. Father Ricardo brought up what, you know, President Lincoln did. We called the country to fasting, for praying, and for humiliation, begging God to bring healing. And so it'd be a great way for us to do that. It's tomorrow. You know, all day, all the nation, and even those of you who are not from America, to do something for another country, to even be even more selfless, but to pray and to fast and to humiliate ourselves. What that means is we become other-centered. Instead of telling everybody they're going to hell if they're one party or another and proclaiming everything in great anger, as you read, if you watch the thing of Father Ricardo, we talk about, I'm in need of repentance. I'm not worried about you right now. I'm in need of repentance. I got to change my ways. And is there any of us that can say we don't have to change? We don't have sin to repent of. And that I will fast to bring healing to our country. Instead of screaming and yelling, let's fast and pray and humiliate ourselves so healing will come. God will hear our prayer. And not only will we be converted, but others will be converted by our example. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.